Hello and welcome to this episode of the Corporate Escapist TV show and podcast. I'm your host, Christine Innes. I'm delighted to have the very beautiful Courtney Jones joining me today. Welcome, lovely. Thank you for being here.
Such a pleasure, Christine. Thanks for having me.
Look, you wrote the most amazing article for us. So thank you so much. And I'm like, I have to get this girl on the podcast because I love what you're doing. And before I dive in deep, I'm going to hand over to you so you can introduce yourself. And I'm going to ask lots of juicy questions as well for you.
Fantastic. Well, hi, everyone. And again, thanks for having me. I'm Courtney Jones, and my passion is really helping professional women to reconnect with their intuition so that they can make empowered decisions to create the positive changes in their lives that they really wish to make to help them live a life of meaning and purpose. So, you know, that sounds like, how do you do that? And I guess I could tell you I'm a metaphysical psychologist. I'm also a hypnotherapist and a spiritual medium. And all of those elements of who I am, I blend that together to help others really tap into what makes them tick and what gives them a sense of purpose so that they can be guided in creating, you know, a life that's really ideal for them. Essentially, I just love working with other women. I love finding out about, you know, people's dreams and visions and goals, and I love helping them to discover any of those things that might be just lurking beneath the surface that might be holding them back or stopping them from going further than they've been before. So I'm very guided in the work that I do, but I'm very passionate about helping others really tap into that guidance so that we can all work together to just create a world that is a great place to live, that is caring and compassionate, and obviously solving some of those challenges that are coming up for us in terms of, you know, climate change and conflict and all of those lovely things.
Yeah, there's so much happening. And what I loved about what you're doing is that when I worked in corporate, I actually, like, I was starting to discover spirituality a little bit there. And it wasn't until I fully stepped out that I sort of, you know, dove into it. But, you know, it's, I think as women, we have this intuition that's automatically built within us. And it's, we sometimes just push that away because we're in such a masculine world. Whereas yeah. That intuition can really help us in our lives and also our careers as well. But if we just, you know, really trust ourselves, and yeah. And that's what I love what you're doing. Like, you're really getting us to really harness that and trust it, not being carbon copy of other people, like really stepping into who we really are as well.
Yeah, correct. And trust is the key there, because I feel, you know, everybody has intuition. It's not just a women's domain. However, women are more inclined to listen to it and are more tuned into it naturally. So everybody has this intuition, and you've had situations in your life where you've thought, oh, I knew that would happen, or I've got a funny feeling about this, or you get that yes feeling, you know, just go for it. That's your intuition. And so part of the work that I do, the first step is really recognizing when you get those little cues and those little signals, and going back and looking at your track record. So you've got, you know, that little bit of evidence to help you build the trust. And then there are ways that you can really tune it in and make it stronger. And the wonderful thing about your intuition is that it's always there. However, the more often you use it, the stronger it gets. And so you'll find that you don't even have to ask a question, and all of a sudden you're getting that beautiful information that's helping you make those decisions. And I feel that when we're operating in that intuitive space, the decisions that we make and the information that we get comes from a place of higher consciousness. So it's guiding us to outcomes that have a benefit for all. It's kind of for the highest good. So it's not a win or lose situation. It's a win-win-win. And I feel that that's very important for us to move forward into the next couple of decades to face the challenges that we're facing at the moment.
Yeah. And I think that's such a really important, you know, point to make, because a lot of the times we sit there, and I talk about manifestation a lot with my clients, and like, and why is it not happening? I said, well, hang on a second. Like, we need to talk about whether or not it's for your highest and best good. But sometimes it's just the timing is just not right, because something either big is going to happen, or, you know, those sorts of things. So I think us starting that conversation now and talking about all of that and understanding, and I guess the biggest word I'm trying to use this year is surrender. And it drives me crazy because I like to control lots of things. So you know, that whole surrender. But do, when you have these conversations with your clients, are these the type of things that come up in conversation? You know, the surrender, you know, the timing, you know, or, you know, even, you know, like you just said, for the best and the highest of good.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And so a lot of my clients are from a corporate background, living in that world where there's rules, there's framework, there's black and white, you know, there's guidelines. And there's also that idea of this is how we've always done business and this is how we'll continue to do it. So when, you know, we're going through the process of learning about those intuitive signals, surrender is a big part of it. And you know, you're always told let go, surrender, just, you know, hold it lightly, all of those things. But how do you do that when you really need to keep things moving forward? Again, that comes back to trust, and it comes back to looking at the evidence of what has happened so far. And I often have these conversations with my clients where they say, I just don't know. And I say, well, you know, what has happened in the past? The very fact that you're having this conversation now means that things are working out for you. Everything is lining up for you to get you to here. The evidence is that you've always been okay, and that, you know, if you can really tap into that and remember that, that will help you to be more confident in that knowing and that surrendering. It's a very hard concept to get your head around, you know, going from controlled world, you know, rigid framework to surrender, let go, go with the flow.
Yeah.
It's a difficult transition. However, when you get there, it's actually really lovely because it's not as exhausting. you have more energy to do the things you like doing because you're not so, you know, exhausted from, you know, hanging on, pushing, trying to make things happen.
Yeah, exactly. And I think also too, you know, I quickly touched on it before, that what I love is the fact that, especially coming from myself from a, you know, a corporate background and obviously worked in management, when you really can start to trust your intuition and also find out more about you, you become a better leader. Yeah. You actually can start leading so authentically that it really can actually change the dynamic of your team. It can change the dynamic of your work, even how it affects your home life as well. Do you find that as well?
Absolutely. So obviously we all know on a metaphysical level, everything is energy, everything. There are no exceptions to that rule. Everything is energy. Your intuition is an energetic vibration. The perceptions that you have of other people, your relationships and connections with other people are an energetic vibration. So when you're doing the work for yourself and tuning into your intuition and, you know, letting go of negative emotions or letting go of that, you know, negative self-talk that's holding you back, your vibration and your energy is expanding, and people, whether they consciously understand it or not, they respond to that. And so people who are on the journey will respond in a positive way. So you just keep lifting each other up. And you know, you've seen in corporate, you don't have to be a manager or a boss or somebody who is formally in a leadership role. There are always people at all levels of the organization that are leaders just by the way they uplift others and inspire others and talk about opportunities rather than problems. And so leadership is also a very broad term. And I feel that for us as women, our opportunity to be leaders is actually this moment that we have now where we can tune into our intuition. We can really start to embrace our purpose and be a lighthouse for others who are wanting to really be authentic in who they are and really do things that create meaning for them in their lives.
Yeah. And I think also too, it plays such a really important part in your personal life as well. So when you start taking that leadership in your life, the ripple effect is really immense of what it can do for, you know, especially if you're a mum, like how it affects your children, you know, your partner, you know, even, you know, like I look at my nieces and they were like, oh, look what you're doing, Auntie Christine, like, you know, all that sort of stuff. And it's yeah. Such a beautiful thing when you are really stepping into your own as well.
Yeah, you're definitely modeling that energetic vibration. So you'll get home at the end of the day of being, you know, an intuitive leader, and you're less exhausted, you're less grumpy, you're more in flow, and you've got more time for your relationships with, you know, your family, your kids, your partner. You've got more time to take care of yourself, to go and get outside and do some exercise, all of those things. So your energetic pattern that you're demonstrating to everybody else around you, it's inspiring. And, you know, definitely as parents, it teaches children, this is the way to be. This is how we achieve true happiness, being in flow and, you know, letting go of things and being positive and supportive and all of these things. So when you do the work, and obviously my book and the Ascension Leadership Model is certainly focused on business and career and leadership. However, this is a model that can be applied to all areas of life. So relationships, health and well-being, anything that you are, you know, wanting to improve and to make changes in, by following the steps of tuning into your intuition, raising your energetic vibration, getting very clear on your vision and creating that future memory, it can be done in any area of your life. So I always say, start with this one and then work through all of them, and all of a sudden you're the master of your own domain. You've created your own reality.
Yeah, absolutely. And I find that a lot of people always start with like the career stuff first, and then they realize the impact that it's having. You know, if you go out and you get coaching, you know, for your career, or you get coaching, you know, for what you're doing, like to be an authentic leader, then they start realizing, oh, I need coaching in my life, or I need coaching maybe with my finances, like all that sort of stuff. So just starting, like you said, at that one point, and then sort of working that way of that beautiful circle that we have as well.
I think often with our career, it's the area where we feel like we have the most control, even though sometimes we feel like we don't have control in terms of the day to day, but we feel like, well, I can change jobs, or, you know, all of these things. But also we have this idea that if I had the perfect job, and if I was making more money, and if I had, you know, respect of my peers, everything else would fall into place. What you find as you start to, you know, tune into that guidance and start to understand what's happening, you know, in the heart space and what's happening with the energy, you realize that those external sources of validation are actually no longer the key driver. They're actually not important. What is important is how you feel when you're doing that work. So if you're making decisions about your business or career and you feel good, you know, you're moving towards your purpose and you're helping others. If something doesn't feel right, it means that, you know, somebody's getting, you know, the short straw out of it, or it's not perfectly right for you, or it's wrong timing. So it's very easy to start with career because we feel like, you know, once I get that into place, everything else will be fine. Yeah. And, you know, we very quickly discover that there's so much more to life. And we're seeing this with the Great Migration, where people are leaving jobs in droves to go and do things that give them more joy. And this is the way that we create a world that is much more supportive and empowering for communities.
Absolutely. I always say to people that you can do what you love. You really can do what you love. And sometimes we have to do things that we don't like. And it's the same, like I've got a nearly two-year-old grandson, and I'm like, just give him this. Oh, he doesn't like it. I'm like, well, he's not going to know if he's going to like something unless they try it. And I feel like that's the motto in life now, is that we've got to try multiple things to see what we like and what we don't like. Because there is so many opportunities out there. And when you start to, I guess, start living again and, you know, having fun and experimenting and, you know, doing different experiences, that's actually what you're going to find, what you love.
Absolutely. And that's where you tap into, you know, your ability to innovate and your areas of genius. So, you know, a few generations ago, the baby boomer generation, they left school and went into a job, and they stayed in the job for 30, 40, 50 years. They specialized in, you know, one area, one job. And now the younger generations, the Gen Ys, and, you know, to an extent, us Gen Xs, all of those experiences help you bring together your passion and help you bring together ideas. And you find yourself in a job over here that's totally unrelated to something you did a few years ago, but you're so creative in problem solving in this area because all the skills and all the little things you picked up along the way. So, you know, doing something that you love, it's also about that authenticity. And so, you know, in the coaching world, there's loads and loads of coaches. And so if somebody wants to be a coach, they might think, well, there's too much competition. But the answer is there's absolutely no competition in the coaching world, because everybody does it their own unique way. And your vibration of the way that you work and the way that you put your passion and joy into that will attract just the right clients and people to you. So when we can shift out of that competition mindset as well, and, you know, into that space of I'm going to do what I love because I'm the only one who does it my way, then we understand that that's a valid, you know, work or career, or, you know, how we
fit. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I feel that, you know, these conversations so need to be had right now, because obviously as we've come out of COVID, everyone is now starting to realize, you know, especially with their career, especially with their life, what they like and what they don't like. So how can people work with you?
So there are a few ways. First of all, you could grab a copy of my book, and that's called The Leader Within, 7 Steps to Ascension Leadership and Intuition in Business. So the book outlines the model, the Ascension Leadership Model, which takes you through the 5 pillars of tuning into your intuition, understanding your energetic vibration, changing the way you think and letting go of some of those limiting beliefs, getting very clear on where you find your joy. And then there's a process that's about meditation and raising consciousness. So the book is a really obviously detailed approach to doing that. And you can work through those steps as many times as you like and on any life areas. You can work directly with me as well. Obviously, there's opportunities for us to work one-on-one. And I always love that because I get to hear all these different stories and these different ideas from people. And, you know, going through a process of having, you know, coaching, which is something that I guess seems relatively new, but it's just having somebody to walk with you and to ask, you know, those few questions that you might not have thought about or that you might be a little bit scared to ask yourself. So it's about having a cheerleader, I guess, as well as a coach to help you overcome those little obstacles, because our subconscious mind can be a little bit slippery and we always know how far we like to go and we might avoid pushing ourselves that little bit further.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I just want to say thank you so much, because I absolutely love what you're doing. I wish that 7 years ago when I was in corporate that I sort of found you, like, and gone, okay, this is what I need, because I guess that the biggest thing that I want people to do is to really find their passion, to, you know, just really find out who they are. And, you know, life is so short and we need to just follow it, you know, with our heart so much. So I just want to say congratulations for what you're doing, because it is just such a beautiful thing that you're doing. And we're going to pop all the details of where people can connect with you, Courtney, and get your book and reach out to you on your website and that as well. And I just want to say thank you so much for being here and sharing your gifts with us as well.
Thank you so much. It's a joy. I love these conversations and I love exploring these topics. And I'm sure that there's lots more for us all to explore through this, through this podcast and others. So thank you for having me.
Absolutely. We'll get you back on in a couple of months and talk more about this, because I think this is going to create beautiful conversations. So thank you so much.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you to everyone who has watched this episode. If you have liked this episode or loved it, which I know you will, make sure you hit that like and subscribe button. And remember to live life to the fullest every single day. Love and light to you all.